Hey, everybody, welcome to My Wave Podcast. Super excited to have you joining in on this episode. We'll be joining with Laura Walsh here in a moment, and I can't wait to hear her story about her wave. And before we do that, before we jump into her story, I do want to give a thanks to Copilot Studio. Billy, behind the scenes, is doing a great job. You can check him out. Follow him at Instagram at Copilot Studio. Today's episode is sponsored by Shredder's Surf Camp. Shredder's Surf Camp is at Wrightsville Beach. They do private lessons, small group, four-day camp. And you can check them out if you're down here, Wrightsville Beach, this summer, want to try to surf. They start at age seven, go all the way up. And you can check them out at shreddersurf.com. So today, we have Laura Walsh. Laura, how are you doing?
I'm great. How about you?
Good. I think you're a little upset at me, though.
Why's that?
Because I just got out of the water and you didn't.
Yes, I am. I didn't even know there were waves until you dropped that on me.
And then she pulls up the camera.
Yes. Yeah. I missed it again.
Yes. So. Yeah. Now, SurfCheck is the camera.
SurfCheck.
Yeah.
Yep.
With an X.
Right.
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 And then, so there's... Mine immediately comes up to Wrightsville Beach, south or to Crystal Pier.
Mine usually comes up to WB Live, and then I go to SurfCheck. I don't know why. I've got a little routine.
Okay.
And then I go north.
So you got a routine on your checking it out.
Yes.
Yeah. You've got apps and everything that you look at to see what the waves are doing.
Oh yeah. Swell info. All the stuff. Magic seaweed. Whatever. Now,
how often do you check?
Not as often as I should.
Okay.
But
obviously because you missed this afternoon.
I used to check every single day and all the time. But now when I know I have something to do, I don't check because it'll just make the day take a turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the worst. So.
It can, especially when you know it's there and you can't get off, you can't get out. And you see everybody else on the camera. You know, they put in the Mercer's.
Yes.
View now, south side of Mercer's. That's really nice.
And that's usually where I surf down there a lot. So
okay.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I was trying to think when I first met you. I want to say it was in the water.
It was. And in fact, my wave is the day I met you.
So, no way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
That was the day. Yeah. It was a great day.
That is cool. That is cool. I can't wait to hear it. But Laura is currently the president of the Wrightsville Beach Longboard Association, which I joined a while back.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has been. And for those of you listening that are part of the WBLA, we've got some news coming.
We're starting back.
Yes. So been gone since, February?
Was our last meeting? Definitely.
And so getting back into it.
Hopefully in April. I'm not quite sure what we're going to do yet. Watch Facebook.
Yeah.
I'll send you notes.
WBLA, is it Wrightsville Beach Longboard Association on Facebook?
It's WBLASurf.org.
Okay. WBLASurf.org. Yeah. And what is WBLA do? Okay. What are they?
So they are a group of surfers that got together originally. Billy Curry was one of the founding fathers. He watched as Buddy Pelletier in Atlanta Beach was suffering from cancer, and he watched all Buddy Pelletier's friends get together and support him, bring him food, help pay his rent, and that kind of thing. And they decided it'd be a great thing for us to do. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I joined in a little bit later, but it's to help local surfers to do outreach. And our unofficial motto is 50% fun, 50% outreach.
There you go.
So that's
good.
What we try to do.
Yeah.
It's fun. And you're with your, you know, kindred spirits.
There you go. Yes. Yes. I've enjoyed, in fact, in the session that I just had, Teresa.
Yes.
Was that Teresa Kramer? And she was actually on the podcast, and she went out today. So hers is out there. It's called Jury Duty Monday, I believe. Or Jury Duty Wave. I don't remember exact, but it's Jury Duty.
Yep, it was a good one. I listened to it.
So, awesome. Yeah. Awesome. She was out, and then Dave.
Lemieux.
Boston Dave.
Yep, Boston Dave.
Yeah. His accent's awesome.
Yep. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
They're all good guys.
They are. Yeah, so. All good guys and girls with the WBLA. So.
Yeah, so come join us because it's a fun organization, and we do good things, but we have a lot of fun.
Yeah,
so.
They do. The Pro-Am
Yes, got a date, October 16th coming up. Pro-Am. Hopefully everything will keep moving forward, but we'll have more information on that. We just secured the date.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
Sweet. That's at Wrightsville Beach?
It's at Wrightsville Beach. It's usually right off Oceanic Street, and it's a great, fun day, all day long family.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
good. You know, we have a hospitality tent, which is something sort of different from some contest, and we provide food and drink and just come on up and hang out.
Good times, good times. So more information on that, check it out on the website and on Facebook. And well, cool. So your wave.
My wave.
Your wave, the one that you would want to relive, re-ride.
Okay, well, I have several.
Several.
First of all, yes.
Okay.
But in thinking about this, I went back and kept going to July 5th, 2014.
Okay.
Which was Hurricane Arthur.
Hurricane Arthur.
Yeah, and it was a day, it was just firing all day.
Yeah.
But it was fun. I paddled out. All my friends were in the water. Checker flag, so there was no surf zones. Beautiful waves, beautiful weather, warm. Just great all day long. Fired. We surfed about 4 or 5 hours. Toasted. I went home, took a shower, sitting on my bed, you know, combing my hair, and Biscuit Bill called and said, "You got to get down here now. You got to get down here now." I'm like, "I am done. I'm tapped out. I can't. I couldn't even move my arms."
Right.
And he said, "No, get down here. Get down here. Really." I'm like, "No, I'm done. I'm done." He's like, "Get down here." And so I went, "Okay, well, that's pretty serious." He lives on the beach.
Okay.
So he had a direct.
Yes.
So it was this, it was the end of the day. I called my other friend, Stan, and said, "Let's go. We got to go." He's like, "No, May." Same kind of thing.
He was done, too.
He was done, too. We went out, walked over the dunes, and it was huge. It was well overhead.
Right.
Fat, which I like, because I'm a longboarder. It was maybe fat, but not.
Hold on. One of the aspects of this podcast
is
I want to be able to teach.
Okay.
That people listening, maybe new to the sport, or maybe they're not surfers, but they want to listen in.
Right.
You said the wave was fat.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So it means for a longboard, which, you know, you have to get that big thing down the wave. It's it's just got a lot of surface area.
Okay.
It's not real pitchy and, you know, doesn't throw out. Like, okay. So
a wave that is fat is going to crumble more, right?
Right.
I mean, it may begin to pitch as it gets into more shallow water. But it starts, it's a more gentle slope.
It is.
Okay.
I mean, there's definitely a good slope, and the bigger the wave, the better the slope.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yeah. And we've talked on this podcast about swell period, and typically with a hurricane, you're going to have a longer swell period.
Yes.
And for East Coast, you know, when you get up to 13, 14, 15, 16 seconds, that's a fun wave.
Yeah, and it was easily that.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no issue paddling out, which I, you know, sometimes do. So, I you know, we watched it. I remember paddling out, and the waves were huge. They were nice. And I think I started talking to you in the water.
Oh, yeah?
Because I remember admiring your surfboard.
Was it my longboard?
It was your East Coast or your... It was your rainbow-colored one.
Yeah, yeah, the Savage.
Savage, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we started talking to you then.
Okay.
And so it's, you know.
Wow.
And then it just kind of, but that was a great day for me. I don't know what it was. Every you know, just having all my friends out and then coming back for the little, you know, dessert at the end of the day.
Yes.
It was, you pretty much had every wave to yourself.
Yeah.
There were not many people out at that point.
Right, everybody was tired.
Oh, yeah.
And on days like that, everybody spreads out really well.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so it's not as packed as it can be at certain places up and down Wrightsville Beach.
And I want to say that Drew was out with you.
Probably Zach.
Zach, okay.
What year did you say it was?
2014.
14, yeah, that was probably Zach.
Yeah, that's probably true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I think one of your children were. So.
Yeah, probably Zach.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Was that a weekend? Or
I think it was a Saturday.
Okay, because you're talking about an all-day session. Either you skipped work.
No.
Oh, so it must have been a Saturday.
Yeah, it was a Saturday for sure.
A Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But it was, you know, it was for some reason everything aligned. Nobody, you know, everybody in the water had. There was a lot of aloha out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Everyone was kind, and people were letting people go, and there wasn't any paddling around. And,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, it was now, just chill.
Aloha.
Yes.
We're not in Hawaii.
No.
But what is that? Aloha.
It's that like feel good? You know the you know the love. The spirit of surfing.
Spirit of surfing, the aloha spirit.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of hooting and hollering and cheering your friends on and calling them into waves.
Yes.
And, yeah.
And incidentally, that day earlier, before I met you, I had got my first barrel.
No way.
It was an accident.
It was an accident.
I hate to admit that, but it was.
Mark, just this afternoon, Mark paddled back. Yeah. He's like, I got my first barrel.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, I went, did that just happen? I mean, I think I got up and was sort of down low, crouched. Right. And it just started, you know, crumbling over and or curling over, I guess. And when I went out, I went, oh, my gosh, I think I just got a barrel. And Scott Taylor and another girl that's no longer with us were on the beach. And thank goodness they saw me.
Yeah.
You know.
Legitimized
it. Yes. They were like, you just got a barrel. I was like, I did.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a cool day.
That's awesome.
Was a good day. Yeah.
Very good day. Now, before we jump back into this one wave.
Yes.
When did you start surfing?
When I was 16.
Okay.
In high school here. I grew up here.
You grew up here.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Hoggard.
Hoggard. All right.
Bought a friend's 6-foot natural art.
Okay.
Single fin. Taught myself, so I messed up a lot. I mean, I've gotten tumbled a lot. I think surf camp or lessons is a great way to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have learned the hard way,
Well, that's good. So if you were to pass some advice on to someone starting, what would it be?
Just practice. You got to get out there, all
get
conditions.
Out.
Yeah, get out, get out.
Yeah.
This says someone that didn't get to go today. So. No, yeah, get out. Just sort of know the safety. I think that's the most important.
Yeah.
Know to cage your head. And
Those basics, those safety tips.
Yep, they're huge.
Yep. Absolutely.
Did not know those.
Yeah.
So
took a couple on the head.
Yes, I have. So,
So let's go to Arthur, Hurricane Arthur. This would be, you had your barrel earlier, and now this is the icing on the cake.
Right.
End evening
of the
session. Yeah, you're worn out, but you're paddling back out.
Yes.
Yeah. And friends are out there. Aloha's high. What did this wave? Did you see it coming? Did they call you in? Did friends call you into it? What did you see coming up?
Well, that day it was every wave. I mean, I've had other days where I had one wave.
Okay.
But that day was just the whole day. There was a giant wave of greatness. So I don't know. I did have another day that was at North of Mercer's again, where I usually surf, and it was one of those days that it was huge. It was one of those outside waves, and I thought, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
And I went for it and made it, thank goodness, and, just everything sort of stopped.
Yes.
Just heard a whoosh, and it seemed to slow motion.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah, that was a couple
days. That was probably the best day, but.
Uh-huh. Was that same hurricane swell?
Yeah, I think it was hurricane swell.
Yeah, and that's the nice thing about hurricane swells, especially when they stay off the coast and they go slow.
Yes.
We get days of
great,
good
stuff. Yes.
Yeah.
At the end of 4 or 5 days, you're ready to just...
Yeah, go back to work.
Go back to work. Yes.
Yeah, somebody told me on a day that it's really good, stoke is high and productivity is low.
Oh, yeah. It's true. It's so true.
Yeah. Do you work in a career where you can kind of sneak away?
No.
No.
But right now I am not working, so
okay.
I can sneak away right now. So.
Gotcha.
But I can, yeah.
Yep. So you're looking to work?
Yeah. I'm going to go back one day.
Okay.
Yeah. The COVID sort of messed things up, but it's all good. Yeah. But I will tell you, when I was pregnant with my daughter, and the doctor said I could not.
Uh-huh.
I'm laughing about, our earlier conversation about checking the waves. I would sit in front of my computer and check the waves every day. My doctor said, you cannot surf being pregnant. And plus, I was an older mother. And so I would sit there and I'd cry every day.
Oh, no.
My husband's like, what are you doing? Just quit. And that's why I don't check it. I can't go.
Yeah, there you go. That's wise. There's wisdom there.
Yeah, well.
There's wisdom there. All right, so you paddled out and... It was one of many.
Yes.
Beautiful, great waves. But what set this one apart?
I don't know. I think just sort of the way it made me feel. Time just, like I said, sort of seemed to stop.
Okay.
It was almost like a slow motion. It was bizarre.
Yeah.
I've never had that with another wave before.
Right.
But
so it's coming in. You're turning.
Mm-hmm.
Paddling for it. Easy takeoff because it was mushy. It was fat. On the takeoff?
Yeah, it was pretty fat.
All right. And you're riding what? What are you riding?
I was trying to think if it's the same board. Probably what I've been riding, 9-4 East Coast.
Okay.
Single fin.
Yeah, East Coast, somebody around here made that, right?
Sean O'Donnell,
there
yeah.
you go.
He does Savage.
He does Savage, East Coast. Used to have his own label, Sod.
That's right, Sod, yeah.
Yeah.
Riding mostly, I think my last few boards have been his, and I've loved them.
Uh-huh.
And I've now kind of got one that I think is perfect.
Okay.
It's a tank. It is a tank. I mean, it's not for a pitchy day. It's a tank. It's a glider.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Nice. So, yeah. What size is that?
9-4, and it weighs about 20 pounds. It's got a 8-ounce Volan cloth on it, so it's kind of an old school.
Okay.
And it's like it's shaped sort of like a Bing. I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, it's I love it.
Single fin, or you got side
single
bites?
Single fin. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very good. Very good. So what made this wave special was dropped in, took a bottom turn, set it up.
And just went.
And just went.
It went and went and went.
And it just kept going.
Yeah, just kept going. And like I said, time sort of stood still. And it was just one of those that struck me as being an interesting wave.
Yeah. What is it, though, that makes you want to go back out and get another one of those?
You know, I've thought about that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of it is, you know, you've got that peaceful, you know, time you can contemplate things and or just out in nature and just enjoying it. And then you've got that little moment of adrenaline.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So it's that adrenaline that can be harnessed because you're putting yourself in a precarious situation.
Sure, yeah.
You know, anybody that's been to the beach, has tried to play in the waves, knows that there's tremendous power behind even a little waist-high shore pound.
Right, right, right.
You know, I mean, one of the things we enjoy most is watching a couple of Instagram, you know, kook slams and kook of the day, and you see people standing there on the beach just getting wiped out.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's tremendous power there.
Yes, there is, yep.
And so to put yourself in the place where that wave is literally coming down on you, but you're just ahead of it.
Right.
Are you an adrenaline junkie?
I think a little bit.
Yeah.
I never knew that about myself until I started surfing. But definitely I tell my daughter that the best days I ever have are when I'm a little bit scared. You know, when I've like pushed myself a little bit further and gone, I'm just going to go for it. But definitely.
Yeah. Well, and that's something that has come up a couple times in the podcast is this aspect of fear. You know, there is a fear factor.
No, absolutely.
I wouldn't say I'm an adrenaline junkie, because I've been held down, I've been beat up, so I understand it. But it's like we go and we go because we're putting ourselves in a place that not too many people get to go.
Right, right.
And when time stands still, like on your wave, and you're just going down the line, just cruising, there's nothing that kind of, I mean, is there any parallel on land that you can think of to that sensation?
Not really. I mean, it's you know, I compare it to like a treasure hunt a little bit. I mean, I told you we hunt fossils.
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of that kind of digging and waiting and doing the work, and then all of a sudden you find one and you get that little rush. And it's sort of like that little rush you get. So, but not really the same.
Yeah. No.
Well, sort of.
No, I get it. And it's neat that when you bring up the fossils. I can't remember which hurricane it was, but they opened the beach back up, and my son and I went out and we bumped into you and your daughter.
Oh, yeah.
And
That's right.
I'd found a shark tooth. And showed your daughter. She was like, "Oh, that's great white."
Yeah.
And she like knew her shark tooth.
Yeah, she's good at that.
Yeah, but it was once you find that first shark tooth, the rest of them come easier.
Right. You start looking. Your eyes get used to looking for it. Probably a lot like the waves.
Yeah, and you know, like today I paddled out. I was like, "All right, I need to just get my first one. I just need to drop in on my first one." Every session is like that first wave. Let me get it out of my system. Let me get
funny.
You know, take a beating or do great on it or whatever. You know,
See that's where we differ a little bit because and I think mine's just probably because I've gotten pounded so many times that I now will paddle out, especially on a bigger day, and I'll watch and I'll go, okay, is that wave gonna pitch me out or do I maybe look for shoulders instead of just going for the biggest one.
Yeah.
So yeah. I usually watch for a little while.
I think that comes with age and wisdom, because we have taken those poundings.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, like I'll watch guys that are new and I'll go, oh, why did he go right? It was closed on. I mean, the peak was to the right of him.
Right, right.
Why didn't he go left? And maybe he just hasn't got to that point where, wait, I could ride longer going left. And so he's not learned to read the wave.
Exactly.
As well. And he's not taking those opportunities maybe to learn, right, or whatever. Yeah.
And I always like surfing with people that are a lot better than I am, just because I do learn by watching them. You know, I'm kind of like, why did he go that way? Why is he standing? You know, I think it's a good, just go off a little tangent there. But yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of standing, which way do you surf?
I'm a goofy.
Goofies, yes. Mm-hmm. Goofies rule.
And I find out most of my best waves are backside.
Yeah?
Yep.
So I wonder why.
I don't know.
Was that one that you just talked about? It was a backside?
Backside, yes.
Was it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if where I go, it just mostly breaks that way.
I don't know.
But anyway, it's cool. But I do actually have a cool story for you.
Okay, go for it.
So my friend Stan made me this huge D-shaped nose rider type fin.
Okay.
And I put it in my board, and I rode it a few times, and it's different. Mm-hmm. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's a big clunky fin. And I was, you know, out there one day, and my board started skidding, and for some reason it had rattled itself out.
Oh no.
I don't know. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy spent so much time looking for making this fin for me, you know, custom made. I was so upset.
Oh man.
And then the next day I went back and I was like, oh my gosh.
It came all the way out. So it was gone.
It was gone.
Because the other day I was surfing and my board flipped over and my fin was like this.
Yeah.
But it was still, you know, the little leverage piece that you put in, the anchor piece. But it was so it was gone.
It was gone. I mean, it's like a rudder. It's huge.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm so upset because, you know, he spent all this time making me this great fin. The next day I go back, walk out, you know, I'm surfing the same spot and go, please God, let me find this fin. And I look down.
No.
It was by my foot.
In the water.
In the water. Isn't that crazy?
How deep?
Waist deep.
No way.
I mean, I think that's
the
crazy.
Next day.
Yes, the next day.
Get out of here.
Now, I thought that would be a good one to share with you, though.
Wow. Yeah. That's nuts.
I just picked it in. And I was like, up, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Was Stan with you then?
Uh-huh.
When you found it?
Yeah, everybody's jaw dropped.
Unbelievable.
And he was with me when I lost it, too. So.
He was with you when you lost
yes,
it.
Yes.
Oh, did he talk to you?
That one, yeah.
Did he talk to you the rest of the day?
He did, because he's a good guy, but yeah.
Oh, man.
And I thought that was kind of cool, though.
Yeah, it
that
is.
A cool story, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting, you know, you brought it up, but God does care about those little things in our lives.
Absolutely.
Like there's nothing too big or too small in our lives that's going on that, you know, he's not interested in. And that's a great story.
Well, if you're ever wondering about whether prayers are answered, yes, they were.
Right on.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. So. Very good. So if you grew up around here, mm-hmm. How would you say the growth of surfing, and particularly girls and surfing, how have you seen progression and change?
It has exploded. When I was 16, 17, I was surfing ESA on a shortboard.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's ESA?
Eastern Surfing Association.
Okay, so it's competitive?
Contest. Yes.
Competitive surf?
Yeah, to do the contest, you're a member of ESA. And we would surf Wrightsville Beach, Carolina Beach. And mm-hmm. I generally surfed against boys my age.
Really?
Yeah, there were a few women that surfed,
uh-huh,
but I was
uh-huh.
younger, so I used it. So I competed against boys or guys for the first couple of years.
Yeah.
And then I left for some reason to know that I had to come back, and came back and was with my daughter on the beach. My nephew's on the beach, and they were like, well, get a board. I'm like, oh, no, I'm too old. And they said, go ahead and start, you know, get one. And so I did, and I started back, mm-hmm. and my head just went like that. I can't remember what I was talking about.
Girls and
girls,
surfing.
Yeah. And I paddled out, and I was amazed. Every year there are more and more women. I mean, mm-hmm. there are days that I'll go out in the morning and there are as many women, if not more, than men.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool.
Yeah. And do you think that's Wrightsville Beach only?
I don't think so.
Because, you know, I've not traveled the world and surfed, but I've been a few places. And I do find that Rysel Beach has a large population of girl surfers. And the cool thing is some of them rip.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just, I just want to, okay, you just, you can have that wave.
Yeah, right. I do that a lot too. No.
Yeah.
No, yeah, for sure. It's cool. And what's interesting is being an older surfer, female, a lot of my friends have started late. I did start early, but they started in their 40s, mm-hmm. 50s, and mm-hmm. female friends. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're out there and you're listening and you want to give it a try, never too late. Never too late to give
it a try. Take a lesson.
Take a lesson, definitely.
We'll shorten your learning curve for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there's several surf camps at Rysel Beach to choose from. Our sponsor, Shredder Surf Camp, is one of them.
And that's where I would go. to take a lesson, then yes.
Good deal. Well, that's awesome to see, because I've been out to California and didn't see as many female surfers in the water.
Really?
Yeah. And it could have been just the breaks that I was going to weren't, it wasn't San Clemente and Trestles. Maybe there's more there than,
I don't know.
But every time I paddle out Rysel Beach, you're right, there's several.
Yeah.
Girls, ladies in the water, and they're charging.
Right.
And it's so, so cool.
It is cool. It's fun.
Yeah.
Because it's a special little thing, surfing. I mean, you get your own, they're your people.
Yeah.
So it's cool to see kind of equalize a little bit.
You've got a little surf tribe?
Yeah. I've got some people I surf with.
Yeah.
Two consistently, and the rest, I just kind of, we all go to the same break usually and meet them out there. And So.
Sweet.
Yes.
Well, sweet. Well, there you have it.
All right.
A simple wave. Time stood still on that wave.
It did. Time stood still.
Yeah. And in our day and age where time just flies, it's good to have those moments just to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I think when we first mentioned this, you were like, you shared that sometimes when life gets stressful, that's your quiet place.
Right, yes. There are many times that I have to go to that wave in my head.
Yeah.
Or at one of the waves. I've got several, but I'll just go, okay, channel that feeling you had when you were taking off on that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Putting yourself between fear and failure.
Right.
And finishing out something that was so sweet and so long.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, good deal.
Yeah.
Anything that you would want to share with someone up and coming?
Oh, keep at it.
Keep at it.
Yeah, keep at it. I have actually taught a lot of people to surf.
Okay.
And I've watched them, especially my nephews, and I've watched them, out there just getting pounded. And then I've seen their wave that's hooked them on surfing. Mm-hmm. When they finally figure out you have to go down the face instead of going straight. Yeah. And I'm like, that's the wave that did it for them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And that's been kind of the fun part is hearing people as they've come on the show and they talk about their wave, the wave sometimes that just hooks them and creates that thirst in them to get back out and do it. One young man in his interview, he could have talked about all kinds of waves. I mean, he's been to California, he's been to Puerto Rico, it was his first wave.
Right.
And it wasn't even a good wave.
Well, I was talking to Bill, my friend Bill, earlier today, and I said, he said, my best wave was my first one. The same thing. And I thought, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. He said, that's the moment I got hooked.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's sweet. I can remember when I got hooked, but it wasn't my first or best. But I do relive a couple of waves.
Do you? Oh, yeah.
It's good stuff.
Well, it is.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Laura Walsh.
Thank you.
And her wave that made time stand still.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Hey, before we close, we're always trying to wrap it up with this thought. Surfing, where did it originate?
Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Right. Do you think that there are other places possibly that it originated?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, that people were doing it?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, do you know that surfing is recorded in the scriptures, in the Bible?
No, I did not know that.
Yes.
That's so interesting.
Acts chapter 27.
Acts chapter 27, I'll go.
Yeah, so there describes a shipwreck. Paul was sailing to Rome, and there came some heavy seas, and there was a shipwreck. There's tons of people on board. There's over 200 people or something like that on board. And the ship was broken up by the pounding out on the sandbar. And it says, everybody made it to shore safely. It said some were on pieces of the ship. And then it says others on boards.
Wow.
So, I mean, you can interpret it the way you want.
I'm interpreting that as I'm doing God's work by going out in that water.
So. Right. You know that of all those guys that made it ashore, there was a couple of them that were like, hey, let's go do that again.
That's really wild. I did not know that.
Yeah, Acts 27.
Yeah, that's cool. I'll have to
verse
go look that
44.
Up.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Have an awesome day.
All right. Thank you.
Peace.